He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
This is April, SNU. He Said, She Said.
It's not only April, it's April 1st. And I got to tell you, my girlfriend on Facebook got me good. She's about 54 years old, and she wrote on Facebook, "I just can't believe it. I'm pregnant at my age. I'm so excited." Well, my jaw dropped to the floor. I just couldn't believe it. But it's possible, right? So I sent her a little email and told her, like, I was all impressed and all that, da-da-da-da-da. And then I realized it was April Fool's, so she got me good. I got good today, that little bugger.
Yeah, I was going through Facebook just for fun. I look at Facebook mainly to get a laugh. I look at the funny videos and the comments. I rarely make any comments, but I'm looking to stimulate some laughter. And there's lots of it, if you know where to look and how to look.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, for sure. Today was loaded with all kinds of statements that people may have perceived as being true. And, of course, you're right. It is April Fool's.
Exactly. Forgot all about it. But anyway, I got my one good got, so there you have it.
Right. So what's cooking?
What's cooking is fennel, raw fennel. I just incorporated this. Well, I've had fennel many, 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 many times, but I mean, I've just gotten into it again. You know how you go in and out of things, you know? So I'm on a fennel wave right now. So I want everybody to incorporate a little fennel into their life. F-E-N-N-E-L, fennel. Fennel is a crunchy and slightly sweet, adding a refreshing contribution to ever-popular Mediterranean cuisine. However, you can add it into everything. I just chop it up and put it into my salads, or I eat it raw, just on its own. The stalks are topped with a feathery green leaves, which flowers and grows into producing fennel seeds. The bulb, the stalk, the leaves and the seeds are all edible, which is wonderful. You can eat the whole thing. And fennel is closely related to parsley, carrots, dill, and coriander. And the beauty of fennel is it's an excellent source of vitamin C, dietary fiber, potassium, loaded with potassium, magnesium, copper, phosphorus, and folate, and a good source of calcium, pantothenic acid, magnesium, iron, and niacin. And also, when you crunch in with fennel, it's filled with water, which makes it very alkaline. What do you think about fennel?
Well, it's a good example of one of thousands of different natural plants that you can add into your diet. Sounds like it's very diverse. High water volume is the key to stay lean and light and healthy and well. What makes anything alkaline is the concentration of elements, minerals, you know, sodium, potassium, magnesium, calcium, they're all alkaline. Iron's alkaline. So if you get a lot of sulfur, you get a lot of phosphorus, like in bread, you're going to end up with something that's more acidic. So fennel would be a high water volume alkaline carbohydrate, because most of the macronutrient content in any plant, especially with fennel, would be carbs, not fats or proteins.
Well, it also has a very distinctive flavor. If you like the taste of licorice or anise, then that's what you're going to get from it. So, I mean, some people don't like that flavor, but it is a very distinct flavor, which I quite like, actually. And it really goes very well with tomatoes or avocado, oranges. It's a beautiful complement to scallops or salmon or any white fish. Really nice with onions and fennel and tomato, beautiful salad. And you can just cut it up on its own, eat it on its own, or add it to a veggie plate. It's a nice complement to a veggie plate. So start eating a little bit more fennel. Now, there's three parts to the fennel. There's the base, the stalk, and the leaves. And all of it can be used for cooking. So cut the stalk away from the bulb at the place where the stalk and the bulb meet. And if you're not going to be using the intact bulb in the recipe, then cut it in half, remove the base, then rinse it with water. Always rinse it with water before you cut it any further. Now, you can cut it into all shapes and sizes, so it doesn't really matter, just depending on what you're using it for. But you can use it for soups and stocks and stews, and you can also use the leaves for seasoning as a herb. so it's beautiful because, like I said, you can eat the whole plant. You don't even have to throw any of it away. I haven't tried juicing it yet, so that would be kind of interesting, is trying to juice it yet. I usually eat it all before I have anything left to juice it, don't I?
But yeah, the great thing about juicing is that you can throw almost anything and give it a shot and see how it feels and tastes.
Right. But what I'm doing is encouraging you to try fennel if you haven't tried fennel before. And you can buy it in your supermarket, you can buy it organic, which we do, or you can buy it non-organic. You know, they both look exactly the same. So sometimes I wonder if they just put on an organic label. I really wonder about that sometimes. I'm a bit of a skeptic, you know.
Yes, well, you and I think most people are thinking about the same thing. There is an issue with how foods are labeled. You know, the GMO issue is a big issue. The ideal thing would be to have transparency, to come up with standards. But you see, the standards are what the food companies, corporations, the growers, agricultural societies, they all disagree about what something should be and how it should be labeled and what defines organic. So it's very loose. They're moving towards something that's more reliable, but then you get big pharma and big agriculture getting in the way and preventing us from achieving these ideal standards of truth and transparency.
You know, a friend of mine was over and they said, "Do you use everything organic?" And I said, "No. Cauliflower for $8. But, you know, everything I juice is organic. The turmeric, I use it right from the roots and the ginger. It certainly is very pricey, but, you know, you can't put a price on good health." So,
well,
you know,
unfortunately, you have to. You know, like when someone loses a finger or a toe or a leg,
okay,
there is an actual price. I mean, yeah, even that has a price. That's the reality from an insurance corporation point of view. You know, what is it worth? Obviously, to the person who lost their entire leg, what is it worth? A billion, a trillion, a quadrillion? I mean, it's, you have to reduce everything, unfortunately, in this world, because everything is about money.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. So you just do the best you can do. But anyway, try to incorporate some fennel into your life. It makes a world of difference. It's just so darn refreshing. And that's all she wrote.
Yeah. So get your fennel on.
Yeah.
Who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Ms. Rose Marie Pierce. Now, do you realize that Rose Marie was the first, Canada's first holistic pharmacist?
That's cool.
That is pretty impressive.
Especially back then, you know, to be a holistic pharmacist back then.
40 years ago.
Really setting a trend, you know, as opposed to now, it's much more common.
She's a product formulator, educator, and lecturer, and she's a facilitator for heart-to-heart community workshops, focusing on giving with intention to connect with another individual. So she's like you when you do your consultation. It's not just, okay, do this, do that, do this, do that. You actually really engage and connect with the human being that you're sitting in front of or talking to. And you can tell by the way she speaks that she's a very passionate person and really cares about her patients, clients, and customers. And, you know, she talks about pharmacists. She says a lot of pharmacists just don't have the time to study holistic remedies as they're just too busy studying the drugs that they produce. Right?
Yes, and I like her story about the family, because family, if you can make it happen, if you can have a family business or a family farm or anything family, and you all get along and you're happy and it works, it's a great thing, because everybody's winning and on each other's side and everyone kind of knows each other and knows their position. But she has two brothers, Richard and Robert, both of whom, you know, explored the health industry and became very successful. And today they're all working together to help people and provide products, and they do all focus on good quality control and good science.
You know, you might say, what is a holistic pharmacist? What does that mean? We know holistic, we know pharmacist. But what she does is she's quite well aware that pharmaceutical drugs can cause deficiencies in the body. So what she does is she'll talk to the patient who's taking these products, these drugs, and she says, okay, this might cause some liver damage or XYZ. So she will give you a vitamin or supplement or mineral or something like that to counterbalance that. So that's what a holistic pharmacist does. She treats the whole body if you have to be on any pharmaceutical drugs.
Yes, a good example that comes to mind is birth control. Okay, so females are challenged with this issue more so than men, unfortunately. I'd like to see more men take birth control and go through the same challenges, but usually women have to deal with it. Now, if you're going to take any form of birth control, there's a downside to it, and let's say you're taking a mixed form of estrogen, you know, the common pill, be it by injection or oral consumption. Holistic pharmacists would talk about vitamin E. They talk about B6. They would talk about evening primrose oil. They would talk about diet and lifestyle, more of a personalized approach.
Exactly.
So that's what holism is.
Yes.
It's considering the impact of the substance that you're going to take because you've made the decision to do that and it has a dark side. And then how do you pick up the pieces on the other side and assemble a good defense and protect your body, or uterus or breasts in this case, right?
Mm-hmm. Her family, it's a family-owned company, Prairie Naturals. So what her main focus is, she's really into the digestive system and the pH balance. And she was talking about the pH. And if your pH is out of balance on an ongoing basis, then you've got low minerals, low oxygen, and higher free radicals, well, which is very important. You know, a lot of people are into that, and we're into getting your pH balance, your alkaline up, because if you're eating a lot of acid foods, then, of course, you're going to be more acidic.
It's one of the principal objectives of health and wellness.
Absolutely.
Your diet's got to be alkaline, more so than acid.
Absolutely. So I thought that was really interesting, a holistic pharmacist, you know, but she's the first one in Canada, and she's been practicing for 40 years, and I'm really looking forward to meeting her at the trade show in a couple of weeks, so it's going to be great. So thank you very much, Rosemarie, for your special guest interview.
Yeah, that was excellent. Good stuff. Okay, so moving on, what is your hot topic?
Our hot topic today is from the CSNA Module 10, Screening and Diagnostic Tools. So just wanted to talk about a little bit about, you know, getting some blood work done and getting your thyroid checked out and having a whole panels done. Because, you know, especially always when you're younger, but especially as we age, and as for women too, because, you know, we go through postmenopause and, you know, shift happens. Yuck, 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 yuck. Shift.
Yes.
S-H-I-F-T, shift happens. Come on now. So, you know, we change. And if, you know, we cannot depend on going to the doctor and getting just one blood test done and the doctor looking at your file and going, oh, yeah, you're normal. Now, how many times have we heard that? And then we look at our friends and the guy drops dead 3 weeks later or ends up having a triple bypass, right? So there's more than just one test. And also, if you're getting these tests done by your doctor, think it's a good idea to ask them to get it printed off and take it home and then study the chart.
Yes, and or when we were living in Vancouver, we were able to retrieve all of our individual blood work online.
Yeah.
And we have found it more difficult here in Vernon, and that some of the blood clinics are not playing that game. So you have to request an actual printout, maybe from them or from your physician, instead of being able to easily access it online.
But here's a little something that you wrote in Module 10, and it's, if you haven't got there yet in your studies or you've already gotten through your studies, it's a really good idea to read through this again. On a one-to-one basis, my Corey Hawley, individual goal is to objectively determine for each individual their functional health status, athletic condition, and predetermined genetic disposition. This is achieved through a personal interview, a mandatory fitness assessment, and an eclectic array of functional health assessments on screening procedures. So it's not just one assessment, not just blood, not just thyroid, not just a fitness assessment. There's a whole array of diagnostic tools that you talk about, right?
Yes, well, that's where you get back again into holism, holistic, completeness, the entire being. So if you, for example, have some basic blood work done and look at, say, HDL or LDL, and total serum cholesterol, it might print out as being within this normal range. But if you get on a treadmill and have a stress test, we're going to see things that you could not possibly identify on that blood panel. So you consider the outcome, the biomarkers of blood, and there are many that, you know, physicians in conventional medicine, because of financial limitation or restraint, never request, you know, like homocysteine or C-reactive protein. You know, this is where you now we're getting into functional medicine. Well, why don't you talk about what you asked for and how we were able to interpret those results?
Well, on page 56 of Module 10, there is the recommended annual blood tests, and I do this as well. And, you know, I went to my doctor because we have moved, and what do you need the homocysteine for? What do you need the C-reactive protein for? It's not specific. And I said, I know that. I just want to check out to see where I'm at in inflammation throughout my body. And I took my whole chart there, and not too pleased. Well, you're going to have to pay for it. And I said, well, that's fine. And I'm like, well, I wanted to say, well, what are you worried about? You don't have to pay for it. Charge me. So that was that. But anyway, I had all that done, the homocysteine. I had my estradiol, my hormones done, my LDL, HDL, triglycerides, my DHEA, C-reactive protein, a lot of things done, all my thyroid panel done as well. And then when I went back to get it, my test results, they said, oh, yeah, it looks normal. I'm going, well, can you print it off for me, and can I see the numbers? What is normal to you might not be normal to me. But I tell you,
it's an assembly line. That's what
yeah, exactly. So, you know, you got to make sure you're working with the right people. Well, I got it done. Basically, I got the work done, and then I can check it out and see where I'm at. And especially, you know, 56 years old, I'm not the same as I was when I was 20 or 30 or 50 even. Things change in your body. So you want to be the monitor. You're the one that needs to look after what's going on in your body, and only you know what's going on in your body. And nobody can force you. Nobody can do the work for you. You have to do it yourself and take it upon yourself. So there's a lot of ways she was, like, giving me a hard time about my C-reactive protein and inflammation in my body. Well, there's nothing you can do about it. I said, oh, yeah, yes, I can. I can go on a major inflammatory diet. I can juice. There's a lot of things I can do to, you know, get rid of the inflammation in my body. So, you know, there was this little fight going on, you know, and I said, I better cool it, right? All I'm thinking is just write the bloody thing down. Just check it off, right? So sometimes you got to do a little fight with them, but depending on who your doctor is, and I mean, that was just one example. That's just my example. And I live in Canada, and we're very fortunate that on the medical system, well, I don't know how fortunate it is, but we do get our medical, you know, we pay for our medical, but sometimes you have to go through a hassle.
Well, it's socialized medicine, and we
exactly.
pay to nothing, relatively speaking, especially when you look at other countries which have no medical
yeah.
coverage, none, zero, zip.
So basically just talking about this is just check it out. If you find that something's not tweaking, sometimes we need to tweak it. We need to go on a really good juice fast or just eat protein and salad or whatever it is that you need to do in your life. Take your health upon yourself. Don't depend on anybody else, and don't depend on your doctor saying, oh, yeah, it's all normal. What does normal mean to you? You know, I mean, I have very high standards of my health and the way I look, right? As we all should. So that's basically all I wanted to talk about. You know, just take it upon yourself, get the blood work done, check out Module 10, pages 19, 23, and 56. But the whole module is absolutely fantastic regarding the different diagnostic tools that you can get.
Yes, and when I normally do a Skype interview consultation, the first session is an interview, questions, but I usually like to have a fitness assessment performed because your capacity to perform physically tells us a lot. It really does. You know, that's where the rubber literally hits the road. Your physical capacity, you know, flexibility, muscle endurance, muscle strength, aerobic capacity, and body composition. And that is something that almost anyone can get done for a relatively small investment, maybe $50, $75. And the information is so good. Now, you combine that with a simple dietary analysis. You just go through the person's diet. You ask them, what do you eat? What's the first thing you put in your mouth in the morning? You write it down. Now, that information right there, that is enough to recreate a new human being, to create a superhuman. Now, to go beyond that, you know, you can look at a chiropractic exam. So after you have gone through the person's diet, and they have also submitted the outcome or the results of a fitness assessment, then you can probe that individual and refer them to a physician and get their blood work done and then have to go to a lab and go through that whole process. But that information is going to help you come to terms with where the person is and what their state is. And you can't always tell what your state is just by how you feel. That's the mistake a lot of people make. They're very subjective. And what all of this is more of an objective source of information, a profile on you that is impossible to determine just how you feel. You know, you don't feel yourself losing your health. It happens so slowly as you age. So all of this information is just going to help us take control of our health and maintain a standard of wellness from a holistic point of view, you know, and this is why it makes so much sense to do it.
Well, for sure, you know, like it is. It just creeps up on you really slowly, and then all of a sudden, one day, bang, you have a heart attack, and people go, "Gee, nobody suspects," or you get cancer. People go, "Wow, you seem fine," but it's seething and it's in there. It's just building and building very quietly, and there are signs. There are signs, but people ignore the signs. Right? So it's really important. But you know what? I think people who are really body aware and athletic and are moving their bodies all the time, I think they really notice what's going on because they can't move like they used to. So, And don't just say, well, it's age. I'm getting older. So, no, don't do that. Defy gravity. Anyway, that's my hot topic.
Good stuff. That was a good hot topic. And to wrap it all up, what is your final word?
My final word is by Doug Larson. Life expectancy would grow by leaps and bounds if green vegetables smelled as good as bacon.